I can't tell you how many times I have been doing something mundane and then these intellectual brainstorms happen. What I have learned is let her rip. Let her rip.
Welcome to the Writer's Block. This space is for aspiring writers, indie and published authors who desire tips, tricks, and tools to foster confidence in your ability to write. This space is also for voice actors, editors, and literary agents, all those people whom are writing adjacent. Let this space be a haven, a resource, and a reminder you can write all you see and see all you write. Grab your pens. We're about to circle the block.
Hey, you guys. I'm Chelsea Lockhart, an author of Black Girl Fantasies and the founder of the Melanin Library. And this year, I'll be partnering with the Writer's Block podcast to help share with you guys the Melanin Library, an online database of books written by Black authors. This website is a free resource and was created to make finding books by Black authors a simpler experience and to create a space on the internet where Black authors are showcased and celebrated without exception. We highlight books of all genres, whether indie or traditionally published, so if you are a Black author, please submit your books to us so we can help share it. And if you'd like to help keep the Melanin Library in existence, consider joining our Patreon. $3 goes a long way in helping us keep the Melanin Library alive as a free resource for everyone to use. You can head to our website, melaninlibrary.com, to find out more. We appreciate whatever support you can give, and until next time, may all your books be full of melanin.
Last episode, I talked about a talking writer. And I do. Anyone who knows me in real life knows that. And also, there was a meme, I believe, on Facebook that was talking about, again, us of this peculiar guild, right, known as writers. And the meme, and there have been so many here lately, but one of them is, you're such a good writer. Your head must be a terrible place. And me, in only fashion that I'm able to do, I said, my head is seances, weddings, shootouts, funerals. It's loud in here sometimes, bro. It's just really, really loud in here. And the thing that is interesting, right, about those types of things is, what I've learned is when that energy come, when those brainstorms come, let her rip. Let her rip. I don't fight them off anymore. I don't say, oh man, I'm doing something. What I do, and I spoke about this in, I believe, in season one of honoring the talent. Because there are people who, you know, download ChatGPT to do what I do naturally. There are people who plagiarize, if we're going to be honest, to do what I do naturally. And there is no getting around that. That there are people who, you know, praise your talent, but have no idea what it takes for you to keep up with it some days. Because some days it is glorious, it is painstaking, it is aggravating, especially when you're trying to do other stuff. And when you get to sit down at your computer, your tablet, you know, voice recorder or whatever, and then nothing happens. You think the magic is gone. What I have learned is, and maybe this is because of the advent of the internet, smartphones, and perhaps my own growing up, what I've learned to do is capture those moments. I write down the titles if they come to me. I text these things to myself, but I've learned that when these energy storms come, because that's exactly what they feel like, bro. When these things come to let her rip, be obedient to it, be happy about it. I mean, there was an issue that happened on Facebook, and rather than just like sit with that, and I was actually at my desk at work, I stole, you know, 5 minutes of time from my day to go ahead and get that done. I went ahead and did the thing by which I needed to do. Or as I love to say, I put a pin on it, right? I put a pin on it. And sometimes that's all you can do. Sometimes it's all the situation will require of you to do. But the best way I can describe these particular instances in your creative life is it will be this feeling of being both overwhelmed and free at the same time. And you have to be so in tune with your own talent. And again, as John Batiste said, he said that his music was his spiritual practice. He did it every single day. Now, I'm not going to say that you as a writer, you as a creative need to do it every single day, but I will say this. If it is possible for you to do it every single day, do it every single day. Even if that means something as mundane as getting the word of the day from the dictionary app, I do that. Every single day, I learn a new word. I'm at my craft every single day, and even in the small things. Because that really is where your imagination is developed, it is honed, and it is sharpened in the small things. So that way, again, when these brainstorms come, you don't fear that. You don't push it away. You don't wish it was something else. Because trust, I've had moments where I'm like, really, I can be creative right now. Like, I gotta go to work. You know, I'm driving to work, right? You know, I'm making dinner for my kids. I'm fighting traffic. You know, I can't sleep, you know? But at the same time, what I've learned is to be obedient to that. I've learned to submit to that part of my creative self and make room for that creative self. In making room for that creative self, I have allowed the portion of me that is still that 5-year-old girl that is mystified that her hand can make things. I let her play. I let her dream a little bit more. I let that 13-year-old that was obsessed with, you know, magazines and articles and pictures, I let her explore. And the 17-year-old, by which knew that writing was what she wanted to do forever, I allow her to sharpen her lens. And the 42-year-old woman that I am now, taking all those crucial pieces of me, I allow myself the freedom to create. And sometimes really, that's all you truly need is the freedom to create. You let her rip. Whatever the idea is, whatever the title is, I am infamous, you know, in my own time zone, right? That I actually invested in a couple apps. One of those is Typorama, and the other obviously is Canva. So when I get an idea for a story, I'll go make the cover for it. Now, not every artist or writer does that, but I do. I do that. And in that doing, I give myself room to say, okay, this is what I'm gonna come back to. Again, allowing for that creative space. This is what I'm gonna come back to. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I believe is required of me to do what I need to do right now. And right now, nothing else matters but me being creative. And sometimes that's a bold step, y'all. Sometimes it's a very, very bold step, but you have to be willing to do that, which goes back to honoring your talent and taking it seriously. And again, I know that there are people under the sound of my voice who don't necessarily, you know, want to be published writers or authors or things like that. That y'all just do writing as a hobby, and that's fine. That's fine. Everybody needs time, as my mentor, Dr. Drusilla Wall at at the University of Missouri St. Louis. She said, everybody needs to make time for the mind. Make time for that. You must. In a day and age by which everything is trying to strip humanity from us, especially as it relates to the arts, relegating it to an algorithm, you need time to do that. Whatever your creative process is, whether that be writing, taking pictures, going for a walk, whatever that is, make time for that, because that is crucial to you. And I assure you, your mind will thank you later. And yet there are those of us who write for fun and write books and short stories and have writer groups. All those things are necessary also, but let her rip. Don't be scared of that. Harness the lightning in a bottle. Do the thing by which you know you want to do. So again, I must emphasize, when these particular storms come, right? When these things happen, because eventually they will, you will have recognized, okay, you know what? The last time I felt like this, I ignored it and I lost a poem. You know, I lost a novel start. I didn't text it to myself because I wrote it down on a slip of paper at work. I'm gonna go back to work and see if I can find that. I've done that. I've written ideas on slips of paper while I was at work, folded it up and put it in my purse so I wouldn't lose it. Because there's nothing so frustrating as a creative, right? As a creative, that you have something, you know you have something, and you lose it because either you didn't write it down or you forgot to write it down. Again, the thing that writers say all the time, I'll remember. No, we won't. No, we won't. Sometimes we do, sometimes, but no. Not a lot, right? But give yourself the freedom to enjoy this, man. Give yourself the gift of doing. Give yourself the gift of, this is what I'm on. This is what I'm going to do. I recognize that my imagination may right now be working overtime, but let me see why. You know, on your lunch break, instead of scrolling, right, like some of us do, go ahead and see what your imagination has cooking. Because I assure you that it is. I assure you that there's a part of your mind right now that's like, you know what? That's a good idea. I should do that. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. I encourage it. And in so doing, you may be stunned at what you come up with. You may be stunned with what you discover or rediscover. But make room for it. Make room for it. Harness it. Put it somewhere. You don't have to use it right now, but you may have to use it later. Use the tools at your disposal, whether that be your smartphone, whether that be your tablet, maybe that's your computer which is attached maybe to your Dropbox, or maybe you don't have Dropbox. Maybe you're real old school and you just have a notebook that you write all your ideas down in. I have two notebooks right now that have like 12, 13, 25 essays in that I have not handwritten, that I have not gone back to just yet, because I had an idea and I was diligent enough that time to put it somewhere where I could find it later. But understand that everything that we do as creative people is needed and necessary. And sometimes you just have to let her rip. Sometimes you just have to trust your own talent and the time you have therein and write down what it is that you are trying to create. What is it you want to create? So you can go back and reference it. But trust and believe, creativity is still needed in the world, and it is a valued commodity. And because it is a valued commodity, You first must value it. The road to hell is not just paved with good intentions or adverbs. It's also paved with, I'll do it later. It doesn't matter right now. I don't know if I can. You can, you shall, you must, you will. Let her rip. Let her rip.
The time has come to leave you to your thoughts and words. The hope is that what was shared in this space was encouraging, empowering, and a catalyst to write. Special thanks to Valor Music, LLC for all audio production and mixing. All business inquiries and advertising inquiries can be sent to circlethewritersblock@gmail.com. If you feel so inclined to support the work of this podcast to continue to fight erasure of Black and minority writers, consider supporting through Cash App at $JBHWRITES, that's JBH Writes, or PayPal at sglc.1038@yahoo.com. We will see you next time when we circle the block.